Talk to these people. Welcome guys to an all new segment that will be coming your way each and every Monday. And what are we calling this segment?
Monday Night Live.
When you're in a job, una choka, Mondays are long. So we decided, let's have an interactive, a fun, a hilarious
Monday Night Live.
Monday Night Live. Na hapa kando.
Yes.
I'm sure mnaezaona mnalicheki.
Mnaezaona ile vitu mlifanya.
Zile vitu mlifanya.
Yeah.
This is the silver button. Conversations presented to Conversations for passing 100,000 subscribers. So this is not only ours. This is an extension to you guys.
Yes.
Thank you so much for kutufikisha hapa bana.
It's for them. Bila hao mazia
tungefika. Alafu today there is something else.
Yes.
There is our birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, Conversations.
Yes.
It's September 5th.
Yes.
And Monday Night Live is
inaanza September 5th.
Na leo pia kuna the 5th alifanywa ile kitu.
Yes. Leo it's like the 5th na happen sana.
It's gonna happen bana.
Yes.
So karibuni sana, and we have an a very, very, very good show.
Yes. Lined up for you guys. Nice topics.
Very interesting topics. Mm. Na pia every Monday to quote have these topics.
Definitely.
Eh? We break kidogo from
ile mambo ile outdoor.
Mambo outdoor. Tuonge. Mm. Yeah, this
tuonge
is a natural conversation.
Kibuda.
Kibuda, yes. Mm. Na kimama.
Wajakoya mekuvisit nini, bro?
Mm. Hey.
Anyway, so where do you want to begin this?
Now, I think you're the man with the topics, but let's talk about buying cars.
Yes.
Do conversations all about cars? Eh?
Buying cars.
And you know, women these days are empowered.
Very much empowered.
I believe najua uko na swali.
Yes.
Uliza before.
So now the question that tunaanza nayo majama, and you guys will help us tackle this question. Mimi hapa na Eriko, we are kind of divided. So the question of the day tunaanza nayo ni if you are a man, okay? Or a woman for that matter. Is it okay for a woman or a wife to seek car buying advice from their husband?
Sinimi naanza najibu. Well, here are my sentiments.
Yes.
We have been, tumekuwa kwa industry for quite a while.
That's
tumeona wase, guys have actually contracted conversations to source cars for them.
Yes.
One of the phenomenons to my partner, women these days are empowered.
Very much empowered.
And it's something that we have to really appreciate as a country.
Yes.
Tumetoka far sana. Kitambo seeing a woman drive was, it's like, we say when a dog bites a man, it's not news.
Yes.
But when a man bites the dog,
That is
news.
Mega news.
So back then it was a man biting the dog.
Yes.
But today it's something we are very happy about it.
Yes.
Lakini kuna kashida.
Yes.
You, assuming I'm the dealer.
Yes.
Sasa mama pale ameamua ananunua gari.
Uh-huh.
Okay, women are a bit green.
Yes.
And in terms of cars, not all.
Most of them.
Kuna wamama zuko inje wameiva hizi story, lakini.
Atusemi kitu.
Atusemi kitu.
That's true.
Now, you see, a guy comes, eh?
Yes.
Na nakuambia, anakuja, the wife selects aka.
Yes.
They contract experts like us.
Yes.
Alafu unapata hata ule mzai, ule mzimbi ting.
Lazima ajifanya mjuaji kidogo.
Lazima ajifanya mjuaji kidogo. So mko pale meona gari.
Yes.
And guys start asking some very stupid questions.
That's true.
So I believe, my personal sentiments,
yes.
If the lady wants to buy a car,
mm-hmm.
she knows what she wants.
Yes.
Kweli yongo.
That's true.
She knows what she wants. Mm. If she has an expert like I,
yes.
or you, or
yes.
a dealer.
Yes.
Hapa naongelesha ma dealer, by the way.
Yes, yes.
Tafadhali, leave the lady to the dealer.
Yes.
Sawa. As long as iku gongo wana gongo. Lakini usiende kusema ati gari inatoa moshi ya subui. You know, it beats logic, but...
That's true. People might not like what you're saying, but the truth is, most of the time, and we've experienced, we are not saying there is problems in marriages, but we are just saying there is a big disconnect between what the woman wants and what the man actually wants.
Yes.
So you'll find a scenario where the man is trying to force the ideas of what he wants. Kwa mfano kama wewe.
Yeah.
Wewe hata ukikupatia gari nyaina viti.
Mimi sina shida.
Uko sawa.
As long as inakimbia.
Yes.
Yes.
But sasa ukienda kununulia your mama or your wife the car. Okay, let me subtract the mama and the wife. Wife to be. Or mama to come. Then there is a problem because where you know, the things you love about the car are not the same things the woman is looking for.
Yeah.
You understand? So you will tend to kupitisha mkono. Oh, unataka gari na nguruma hivi. Oh, siju gari na kana mna gani. But you see, probably the lady just wants a practical car that she can use for a daily use. Ama fanye kazi zake venye nataka. And life goes on.
That is true. That is true. Lakini, I don't know, maybe some men feel jealous.
Yes.
Some men feel jealous, bana. Unaona bana, CK.
Especially kama mamanda nalipa.
Exactly.
that forms the second question. If mama is buying the car, will you be willing to accompany her to go and buy the car, and she should be the one paying? Wewe kazi yako ni kutulia tu, ama you have reservations?
No, if pesa ni ya mama,
yes.
gari ni yake,
yes.
if she requests me
yes.
to go,
yes.
I will go.
Yes.
But if she wants to go by herself, aina noma, jua kiosho pesa ni yake. Mwambie pole.
Ama unataka kunyanganya watu mabibi, sike.
Wacha ni kuambie.
Ama uko kwa association of marriage breaking.
No. Let me tell you something.
Yes.
Bana, I don't think tumefika level ya kunyanganya watu mabibi.
Bado.
But anyway, as while we are discussing about that,
yes.
let's talk also about men.
Yes.
Who seek opinions
yes.
from their wives before buying the car.
Yes.
Okay, si vibaya. Ni vizuri.
Ni vizuri sana. Me as a man who has a wife or someone to live with, naona ni vizuri sana.
Ni vizuri, but there should be lines.
Yes.
For instance,
yes.
we had this experience with you.
Yes.
Si amekuja ametuitisha gari, very rare to find.
Yes.
Especially with the budget. Yes. Tumetafuta gari, tumepata clean unit.
Yes.
By Rose White.
Yes.
The guy is, okay, tuone hii gari lini.
Yes.
Then when we go to view the car,
yes.
the guy calls and says, mama amesema ataki gari ya white.
Yes. Preach, my brother. That one.
You know, wait. Unajua,
so at what level will your wife or mama participate in your car buying options?
In my car buying options, number
yes,
one.
Yes. At what level is she participating?
Vitu ndogo ndogo. You know, the small things.
Kama gani,
kaka. Mimi kala, first of all, I decide.
Yes.
See, the money is mine. Mimi ndio nikwambie.
So let's assume this is a car.
Yeah.
So what process, at what point do you involve your wife? Do you involve your wife at the point where you say, I want to buy, ama unamletea tu gari kama gunia mahindi?
Kumletea gari, I will not rule out that one.
Yes.
Sabu naezaenda nipate na gari mzuri.
Yes.
But if I want to buy a 1998 Volvo S40,
yes.
whether she likes it or not,
you will buy it.
I will buy it. Sasa vitu ndamuuliza ni, interior,
unaonaje?
Si ati hawadi is fine.
Yes.
But unajua lazima pia umweke karibu.
Wives to be, as you can see, Eric Okabi,
let me ask you, Ibrahim. Yes. If I want, assuming there is somebody, I have somebody who is not very interested in cars.
Yes.
Alafu niye niambie, nimwambie nataka kununua gari iko na 3S GTE.
Watanunua.
Sasa atajua, you see such things.
I can tell you for a fact, if there is one thing that women or wives hate, is men who are into cars that much. Because now, kuna vitu mbili zitakuwa zina compete for attention. Number one is the woman. Number two is the car. And they have always said it. Men, it's unfortunate to say it, but men love their cars more than sometimes their women.
I oppose because I love cars so much.
Yes, my
what, friend. You see, you cannot compete for attention with an inanimate object.
But it's true. We have instances where... Have you ever heard this statement where they say, your wife comes from parking the car, then immediately she tells you, kuna kitu nataka nikuambie.
Now it's jam.
You know what happens.
Yes.
Anger's flare. People get annoyed, you know.
But let me ask you, Ibrahim.
So the question is the woman... Come on, let's say if the wife has made an accident or has been in an accident with the car, should you be happy that actually she's home and she's healthy and she's kicking? Ama utachukua tu funguo kimbie kuangalia gari maribika wapi? You understand?
Let me answer this question.
Yes.
When you were growing up,
yes,
as young boys, very yes. vibrant playing, yes. Luko naenda tunafanya kitu.
Yes.
You would even get an injury.
Yes.
Then you would go home to your loving mother.
Yes.
Very loving.
Yes.
Very compassionate.
Yes.
Unamwambia ama nimekatwa hapa na sengenge,
yes.
Nikiruka.
Yes.
Kwanza unashika, unalimwa. Mm-hmm. Alafu wanakuambia sasa leta tutibu
kidonda. That's true.
See, but anyway, with family, you need to be very happy that first of all she has made it alive.
Yes.
Because you know, accidents are not the best of things.
Yes.
However, the circumstances under which kama amegongwa na msewa mat,
yes.
Mimi naenda kutafuta hiyo msee bana tukona twende humundu.
Yes.
Lakini kama amegonga pila ya gate.
Yes. Utalaumu driving school ama nini, bro?
Talking of driving school.
Yes.
Do you think it's okay for a husband to teach a wife how to drive?
Ah, no. No. Disaster. I'll tell you a personal experience.
Uh-huh.
So back then, when I was still a young man, okay, I'm not old, but I tried that thing, you know. I had this car. My father gave me this car, small car. You know the car, you know the project. We don't want to mention this because it's coming on the channel. So now I decide, you know, it's the perfect time to teach.
Mama.
The good thing is, Mama, I'm still with the Mama until now. So we've come very long. Eh?
Tumejaribu.
So Mama decides this is the time to be cheeky. So I tell her, you see, it was a manual. Clutch if I release na nguvu. Unatoa pole pole. Ukibalance na mafu.
Mafuta.
So we are in, we are joking.
Ibrahim, I want you to say that ukiangalia camera.
Yes.
Jukuna mdu watakasikia. Rudia hapa kwa clutch.
So kwa clutch, unatoa pole pole. Okay, balance na mafuta.
Uh-huh.
And then now, you know, we are teasing each other, you know, the lovey-doveys are flowing, nini, nini. And then Mama decides, you know what? Kwani what will happen? So she chomoas the mgubana, na nakajaka mafuta yote chini.
Ay.
I kid you not. Kama yo gari haiku kumetengenezwa 1965. So what happened is we ended up having a head-on collision na ukuta. Uzuri yo gari haina airbag and anything. But it was a short distance. It was not a long distance, like just a few meters. So before the car ili accelerate, unajua ilikuwa number one. Fortunately, tukachapa ukuta. So nilijaribu kutwist kidogo, ikapata ukuta na side. But nasi nikirudi home na gari. So I had to take a piece of wood. Nikaingiza pana, nikagonga. So until then, and this discussion I've had with my mama, I told her, you see, when time come for you to go and learn how to drive, me, I'm taking you to driving school. Ah, mimi sikufunzi kwa
hapa pana.
Kilachi yangu uhui. Mimi mimi atupigani. No. So for me, I am a no. I will not try that.
You know, for me, why this one I'll have to agree with you.
Yes.
The reason why you cannot teach your wife how to drive is because utakasirika buri.
Yes.
And ukikasirika, you know how these people are programmed?
Yes.
You might raise your voice.
Yes.
Let me tell you,
yes.
You know, now you can't be harsh with them like as when you were saying,
yes, yes.
For me, my big brother taught me how to drive.
Yes.
The first time I drove out without a driving license, nilia nikashikwa. Nikampigia simu. Unajua aliniuliza nini? Unashikwa kwani wewe ni mtoto? Na akakata simu.
Uka survive kigani.
So when you came mundu na
na police officer.
Now with the wife, if, my bro would call me very nasty names.
Yes.
Lakini sasa, if you call your wife nasty names,
yes,
ni tough love. But you can't show your wife or girlfriend
definitely it backfires.
It will backfire.
I heard of an instance, one of my friend, I will not mention his name, alikuwa na funza bibi kuendesha gari, akamwambia sijui alimuita sijui nugu ama. So what happened is the woman literally parked the car in the middle of the road. Like walikuwa katikati ya barabara na majua kwa highway. Akakanyaga emergency brake, hata akaeka park na akashuka. Sasa hii nugu iko side ya pasa. So nugu beep beep, you can imagine the traffic up nini. So guys are like, what the hell is going on? So jamaa ilibidi ashuke aingie side nyingine aendeshe gari. Now the problem is hawezi wacha bibi because sasa wako katikati ya barabara, so lazima park akuje atafute bibi
ambembeleze
waende kwa gari. It is chaos, my brother. It's do not try. I'm telling you.
So umesikia vile tumesema, if for couples out there, I know, yes, we are not training Kenyan men to be unromantic,
yes,
but
do not
training your wife how to drive will lead more, will lead into trouble,
my brother. Trouble. That one you can take it for a fact.
Yes.
So we get technical kidogo.
Na kuna mwingine nilienda kufunza kuendesha manual. Unajua unafikirianga woo gari yangu. Ukijua clutch lazima uimport. Wacha. Do the technical kidogo bora tuloi.
Yes, yes.
Wangwana
wanasema wanataka contribute. Edwin Odhialo wanasema next time conversation Monday live, kindly create a provision for your subscribers to be able to contribute to the topic of the day. I think it will make the discussion more enjoyable. We will do that. Tutafanya hiyo mzo. Tutafanya hivyo.
Mzimbiting.
Tuchukue maswali mawili matatu.
Chukua maswali.
Tuanze na nani? Vincent B. Anasema, hello conversation. Mamak X is making a squeaky sound on the rear wheel when driving over bump or a bumpy road. What do you think the issue might be?
Squeaky sound?
Yes.
Bumpy road?
Quickie.
Inatoa sauti kama kitanda ya lodging.
Yes. Yes, my friend.
So, mostly suspension.
Suspension.
Alafu, bushings. Alafu unajua Mark X, ni mbele ni double wishbone.
Yes.
So, the more the parts in a suspension. So, hizo zinaweza kuwa bushes, links, shocks.
Could be anything,
but
in suspension.
Yeah.
Wepu, ana jamaa anaitwa Wepu. Anasema, Eric with a CK reviews a Nissan B15 in terms of reliability on Nissan March old model.
Isn't it?
Nissan B15, ama Nissan March kale ka kitambo in terms of reliability.
B15 ilikuwa gari.
Ilikuwa fiti.
B15, the only challenge I think was with B15s was, it was a hardy beast.
Yes.
Kuchemka. Kawaida ya Nissan, although there was a hack.
Yes.
Ukitafuta tu radiator kubwa, weke kwa B15, hiyo shida imeisha.
Mm.
So, I would go for the B15 because the March, ni kibakuli bana, kibakuli hicho.
Kibakuli. Washira Kagua nasema it's my birthday today too. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Washira. Happy birthday to you. Aid, naona tunaweza record muziki.
Oh, by the
way. Si ndio? Na tuko na mic. Kama unataka kuflow.
Paka mielo.
Ay, kuna ujiga. Bonvaski Pro anasema congratulations. Karuga Apollo anasema Ibraski Njeve. Kwani Njeve kwa?
Wacha niwaambie ukweli. Niseme.
Ngusiazana story ya paka mielo disco. Haya, Bonfas Kipro anauliza what is the status on the 1200
Datsun, by the way, wasi wameuliza sana kuhusu Datsun.
Yes.
It's only that we, you know, we don't want to give you, to keep you in suspense. Lakini yes. Datsun ilitokea fiti.
Sana.
Actually, the Datsun is on the road.
Sana.
Sunday mtaicheki.
Yes.
Sunday mtaicheki.
Yes.
Sunday mtaicheki.
We didn't want to break the video into two. We felt tufanye one combine.
One combine, yes.
The paint and then with the final fittings.
Yes.
Sindio? Then tuwapatika kitu kamenyoroka.
Kamenyoroka. I love to wadungia redriven pale.
Bas. Tumalize na redriven na tufanye cost breakdown. How much did it cost?
Sabu, ni project so pesa. Hey,
bro, project? Hey. Aloy Mugu anauliza, hii RAV4 mpya zero mileage from Toyota Kenya ni pesa ngapi?
Hey, bana.
Is it around 7 mic?
Around 6 point something, 6. 7 mic. Eh?
Mm.
But anyway, we'll have that discussion some other time.
Oscar Kenduiwa. Kenduiwa. Anasema, a quick one. Kindly give a quick review of the Honda Fit locally used.
Honda Fit, but we have just had that discussion, right?
Yes.
The Honda Fit, if it's non-hybrid, it's a good buy.
Yes.
A very good buy. But don't buy hybrid that is locally used.
Yes.
That is something I keep on telling guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Samuel Obetele anauliza, which is better and reliable in the Land Cruiser V8, petrol or diesel?
For the Land Cruiser,
yes.
I would ultimately go for, you know, okay, both are reliable. They are some of the hardiest vehicles in the world.
Mm.
But I would go for the diesel.
Yes.
The reason why I would go for the diesel is because of the torque.
Mm-hmm.
The torque. It's more powerful. It's more fun to drive. The petrol is good. It's kidogo sluggish, but also very reliable as well. You don't get as much low-end torque as you would do in a diesel.
Yes, yes.
And it's also a bit more thirsty.
Good summary. Hey, leo kon point, bro. Nimekuambia. Ama ni kwa sababu ume attend Supreme Court.
Unajua leo hatutaki maneno ya hot air.
Yes, yes.
Hey.
You don't have no peck.
I don't know the peckness.
Eh, hey, budo, utafanya watu watoke subscription omera bwana. Eh? So why do okay, there's a question here. Does the sump guard affect heat displacement of an engine?
Yes.
100%.
And that's what we always tell you. Usiende kuwekewa sump guard banana kando ya barabara bwana.
Yes, yes.
You see, a good sump guard has to have it has to be serrated.
Yes.
You know, si mnakumbuka venye tulikuwa nasema Bernoulli's principle in high school.
Yes, yes.
So if you don't have air going in huko kwa huko chini ya sump, you know, they'll definitely, you know, the more heat that escapes, you know, the better cooling you have.
Yes, yes.
So kama unaweka gari sump guard, make sure it's serrated, ama hapa mbele, mahali imemauntiwa, air can come in.
Yes.
Lakini usifungie, usiweke sump guard kama unajenga nyumba ya kuku bana.
Ndio hiyo sasa.
Yeah.
From Eric Okabi. By the way, Eric Okabi, you are declared to be a pastor in one of the groups.
Uh-huh.
Sijui kama ulisikia
maneno. Oh, yeah, nikasikia. Kuna group flani Facebook walisema I'm preaching the
gospel.
The gospel.
Yes.
Na sasa there is
the gospel of lies.
Of
actually,
lies.
Watch it. Let me.
Fungua
let me
group,
call
fungua
out.
Group.
Let me call out.
Fungua your group.
Kuna vitu zingine.
You know that. Let me tell you first of all, as you look for that.
There is comment. A gentleman by the name John Jagger.
Uh-huh.
John Jagger has been our subscriber for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And Jagger says, that best with the video we did on the diesel,
yeah.
That you are just like a pastor lying to your gullible viewers or people who don't use Google search.
Oja ni kuambie John Jagger. John Jagger is talking out of, I would call his sentiments as, sitaki kutumia maneno mbaya, but that is just hot air. that is coming from a frenzy.
Yes.
It's basically innuendos.
Yes.
Sindio?
Yes.
But from somebody who has
he has come up with innuendos.
Innuendos, but from somebody who has good acumen.
Yes, yes.
In regard to diesel.
Yes, yes.
They understand what we said in that video.
Yes.
And that is why, if you go through the comments on that video on YouTube.
Yes.
The guys who contribute most are guys in the first, sana Australia,
yes.
South Africa,
yes.
The UK, those guys
South
can
America,
resonate.
South
yes.
Africa, yes. Dominantly.
But sasa mtu wa hapa bana Kariobangi bwana. You know, mtu, and you see, the problem with this guy is, he just talks.
Yes.
Out of, has papeani, unajua, I like is,
yes.
if you differ,
yes.
You differ maturely,
yes.
You tell me because of A, B, C, D.
No, you set an alternative
yes,
opinion.
Yes, you set an alternative
you say,
opinion.
If I do not agree with point A, B, C,
D. Because of?
and probably tutaambia wase nyinyi wase kwa sababu sisi sasa tumekuwa wewe umekuwa pastor na hao ni followers wetu. Before we present anything here away from the natural experience tuko nayo, we do an extensive
a lot of research
so that when we come up with content iko ni content inaweza,
yeah, understand? Because I don't understand how somebody would relate with that akiwa not even in Africa.
Yes.
But the guys, in fact, you saw the point where these guys even complained that in some countries, yes, they have ultra low diesel.
Yes.
And for their older cars, they, yes, have to put on some sulfur,
yes,
additives.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, so that it complements and the car runs well. So these guys have older cars.
Exactly.
They're already, in their countries, they've already, you know, gone on their low ultra sulfur diesel.
Yes.
They're already using them. So the cars are not behaving well. They are also getting the same fate like our modern cars.
Our modern cars,
with,
yeah,
our poor, you know, diesel. So,
and the other thing,
it was a nice conversation.
You know, some people also display their ignorance online.
Yes,
I'll tell you why. For instance, somebody said, could, you know, there is a reason why there are cars which will go well with a 15W40 oil,
yes,
and some others with a 5W30, yes, modern diesels.
Yes.
Like the Isuzu D-Max we reviewed.
Yes.
What did the manufacturer recommend? 15W40 or 20W40.
Yes.
Why? It's an African spec, and no, so that engine is tolerant to sulfur.
Yes.
Kweli uongo.
Kweli. And then, see, and then, in fact, it was recommended to use mineral oil.
Mineral oil.
not synthetic.
Yeah, but you see, when people just talk out of, you know, and you see, these are things that are on the public domain.
Mm. To attend, yeah, an hour.
How do you nap?
Let's do these important things here. Sawa, okapi, matara na huyo mtu akwe. What do you think? Quick opinion of the Mitsubishi Airtrek.
Mitsubishi Airtrek?
Yes.
Was one very interesting car.
Yes.
Do you know it came with one of the engines, although a detuned version?
Yes.
The same engine that was on the Mitsubishi Lancer Evolution, was it Evolution 9 or Evolution 8?
Mm-hmm.
One of them. So the engine packs a lot of power.
Wow.
Although it's detuned.
Wow.
So with the Airtrek, it's basically it's a car for the enthusiast.
Yes.
As well as a family car, because it's a big wagon.
Yes, yes.
So it's a car that you would also feel very comfortable.
Yes.
Having, if you want to have fun driving and carry your family. However, I'll give a disclaimer.
Yes.
It might not be very cheap to maintain. Yeah, but it's a fun car to drive. It will get you there. Haina mashida mingi.
Yes. Frank Tirango anasema, I love Eric, give us a good valid reason why you prefer the four-wheel drive over the AWD.
No.
The all-wheel drive.
Do you
prefer four-wheel drive over the all-wheel drive?
It depends. On the road,
yes,
all-wheel drive wins. Off-road,
yes,
four-wheel drive wins.
Anytime.
Yeah.
I think that answer has been sorted well. So there's a guy here called Anthony Muthui and I said, hi guys, touch on the W210 E200 petrol year 2001,
2002. W210.
I want you to reserve your comments on the ugliness, please.
No, I'm not. Well, we have to agree it's an ugly. It's one of the ugliest.
No, that's your preference, bro.
No, it is on paper. You know, actually. No,
yes, I know.
It is written. Look, it has been written.
Look, it's not fair to tell an, you know, somebody who is ugly that you're ugly. So please,
but you see,
just
again,
chill out.
You know, I always say that, you know, to some people, kuna mse anakuona,
yes,
anasema wewe ni sura mbaya, na kuna mse anakuona anasema ile ni mali safi.
But sasa, this is where the rubber meets the
so if I was to buy an E200 W210,
yes,
I would buy it with my eyes closed. However, niendeshe, I will say that naendeshanga gari nikiwa ndani. So, chenye mnaona hiyo yuko nje ni yenyu. Let's go to performance. Now,
yes,
about performance and reliability, yes, I must say it has not lost the Mercedes-Benz glory. In fact, it's a very comfortable car.
Yes.
To be in, it's, yes, very, it's not stylish. It's very, ndani iko poa.
Yes.
It's, if you get the V6,
yes,
it's the E230.
Yes.
If you get the V6, it's a bit thirsty, but you can ambio.
But
if you get the 111 in the W210,
it's slow.
It is very slow.
Very slow.
So I think the best part, it's a good car. It's a car that you would live with. Reliability iko sawa.
Yes.
The only problem I have with that car is the looks.
The looks. So, W210 ni ile gari yenye unasema the beauty is inside.
Is inside. Yeah.
Usiangalie nje.
Usiangalie
nje. Beauty is inside.
Iko ndani.
Yeah, yani urembo iko ndani. Twende direct kwa swali lingine. Peter Rogers anauliza between the Toyota Fortuner and the Nissan Patrol, which one are you getting?
First of all, you see, you can't compare the Nissan Patrol and the Fortuner.
Yes.
You cannot compare the two because no, the Fortuner is in the same class with the Nissan Pathfinder, which is a Navara with a hatch in the back.
Yes.
The Fortuner is a Hilux with a hatch in the back.
Yes.
So
yes.
I would go for the okay, and you need to specify which patrol. Is it the Y61, the Y60 or Y62?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tony Versace anauliza import versus local dealers. Example Demio, which one is cheaper?
This question is very technical because yes. Right now with the way the dollar is behaving, it might not make sense to import a small car.
Yes.
No, unless you take your good time. Unapata ume import gari imekaa 6 weeks na ume save 30k.
Yes.
But for bigger cars, unaona kutoka say Fielder, all the way Prado. In fact, the bigger the car, the more sense it makes to import.
Yes.
But for the small cars, not much of a difference, unless you're lucky.
Home TV, hi. Anauliza, how can one solve a Nissan X-Trail overheating problem? Buy a new engine.
Overheating where? You know, let me tell you one thing.
So there are two relative overheating issues with Nissan X-Trail.
Nissan X-Trail.
So either you're dealing with the transmission.
Or the engine.
Or the engine.
No, the engine, there are two. One of them is very unconventional. Yes. Get a big radiator.
By the way.
Believe me or not,
yes.
Ibrahim.
Yes.
If you're dealing with a Nissan.
Yes.
First of all, if you're dealing with the X-Trail and it's overheating.
Yes.
Number one, to a thermostat. For Ngoa. God's sake. Ngoa thermostat.
This is the first time that Wokabi is advising you to ngoa thermostat.
Ngoa thermostat na weke radiator kubwa.
Yes.
You'll solve that problem.
So in short, what you're saying is Nissan are culprits when it comes to insufficient cooling in both their engines
and their transmissions.
And transmission.
Yeah.
Now you know. Adam Levine anauliza, hi guys, which of the two diesel old models Prados is better for off-road? Prado 95, Amaile Box, LJ78.
So Prado Box, ilikuwa na, no, the 95 had the 1KZ.
Yes.
The Box, I believe, had the 5L.
Yes.
Which was the 5L or 3L, one of them. But, you know, 1KZ in Vans failed.
Yes.
But in the Prado, it was not a very bad option.
Yes.
In fact, the only problem with the Prado 95 is if you get a manual one,
yes,
the flywheel can make you go nuts.
Wow.
I'm a clutch.
Yeah. Hey.
But the Prado Box, it was one hardy beast. But 95 piercing buyer. Mm-hmm. It's one of those vehicles, I'll tell you. If you're buying a Prado 95, get the automatic one.
Yes.
But 1KZ had a little bit more power. It was a bit noisy. But hizo engine hazikuwa mbaya. Hazikuwa na mioto mingi. Yeah.
Sawa. Eugene Basaule anauliza, which is the best EV car in Kenya? Do we have EV cars?
Na una tu Nopia ride on.
Tuko na Kanopia. Sio Nissan Leaf. There's this one called Kona. We haven't got a chance to.
But you see, the Leaf is affordable.
It's affordable.
It's actually, do you know that it's actually, in the long run,
yes,
it is cheaper to maintain an electric car compared to an internal combustion.
Yes, we need to have that conversation.
We need to have that discussion.
I think we can do that on next Monday.
Monday. Mm. But just a snippet about Nissan Leaf.
Yes.
Nissan Leaf shares, underneath is actually a Juke.
Yes.
It shares so much with the Juke. So it's a car. If you want an EV in Kenya,
yes,
just get the Nissan Leaf.
Mm.
Apparently, Nissan are very good with electric vehicles.
Ah, nice. Yeah. Frank Dirango anauliza, hii ni a little bit off, but anataka kujua. Heavy commercial cars. Segment between an Isuzu FRR and a Fuso FI.
Now, let me tell
which
you.
Which one will you prefer?
Sasa huyu mtu amenipeleka nyumbani.
Uh-huh.
The FI has been, Simba Kopa, some of our very good friends.
Yes.
But since conversations ni inaongea ukweli, we need to be very honest.
Mm.
Now, the FI is not meant for the same job you would subject an Isuzu FRR to. FI, you know, FI has only, I think it's a 3.9 liter engine.
Yes.
The FRR has a 5 point something.
Mm.
The FRR has a, both are turbocharged.
Mm.
Okay, the FI has better ground clearance and and ideally better fuel economy. But in terms of torque, yes, it fails greatly.
Yes.
And I can say in the 10-ton truck category, the FRR90 remains to be the winning 10 truck. Before, we would have argued that the FH215, that was the predecessor to the FI,
yes,
was the ultimate winner. But now, FRR90 without other EOC was yongea mara mbili. Plus also, I think the FI is having technical challenges with aftermarket support.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but I hear Simba Copa are bringing in something new,
something nice.
Yeah.
Good job. Kuna jamaa anauliza, why does the Voxy 2005 consume so much fuel?
Hey, hiyo gari nayo kunywa bana ni kawaida.
Hey.
Zoea consumption. Zoea consumption.
Hey.
Hey, those Noahs, these are 205, 206, the Noahs in a, they had very bad fuel economy.
Yes. Yeah. Joe Kiruri anasema, I have a rattling engine sound in a 2005 Toyota Alex at 2000 PM, then goes silent after revving higher than that. I'm thinking a bearing. Could be anything.
Bearing, tappets.
Anasema rattling past 2000 to go silent. Yes. You're right.
Could be tappets. Could be. Your gari. I know. Which Allion?
If it's Alex,
1500 cc.
Yes.
If it's running on the 1NZ engine,
yes,
that is the camshaft that is producing that noise.
Okay.
Yes.
Akuja auto clinic.
Na asubuhi ukistart unasikia krrrk, afu inanyamaza.
Yes.
Hiyo ni camshaft.
Would you advise, this is John Gatimu, would you advise one to buy a second-hand locally Subaru Outback 2010 to 2012 models? Which are the key things to be keen on usifanyiwe ile kitu?
Subaru Outbacks. Number one, ukinunua hiyo kitu, badilisha timing kit.
Yes. Mapema sana.
Because that thing it can mess you up. Secondly, I think those ones did they have the electronic power steering? Kunazo zilikuwa nayo. But if you're buying an Outback, get the one with the hydraulic. Basically, Outback si gari kuna mashida mingi. Ukitunza, itakutunza.
Itakutunza we ngombe.
Yeah.
Aya, there's a guy here asking, have you reviewed the new Toyota Starlet?
Toyota Starlet?
Tujaitiwa,
lakini hiyo gari niliwambia, it's a Suzuki Baleno.
Yes.
In fact, for me, it's for any Toyota purist.
Yes.
It is blasphemy.
Yes.
To call the new Starlet a Starlet. Bana, you know, the Starlets were the nice old Starlets.
Yes.
The GP1, GP2s, GP3s, the Glanzas, they came with a very nice turbocharged engine.
Yes.
Some of them were NA. But calling that contraption a Starlet is
it is synonymous to providing fake evidence.
Exactly. But anyway, it's not a bad car. Okay, see, gari mbaya, but please don't call it Starlet. Toyota, tafadhali. Tafadhali do you kitu jina ingine bana.
No, but you see now, you've always told them about
battery engineering.
Yes, which is okay. They're allowed, but now the Toyota purists should not be excited about the Starlet.
Because
it's not the Starlet. I think that's the message. Sindio CK?
Yeah,
please advise me on a locally used car on a budget of 450 to 550 reliability key concerned. Uyo atafute Honda Fit. Ama
Honda
Fit.
550.
Honda Fit ama Vits. Ama Vits. Mm. Eh, ama Academio.
Ama Academio.
Kama naeza tu rekebisha ile kitu ya
kuvunja.
Reliability in question. Mazda Demio A2015 ama Peugeot 208. Which one less visits the garage and more practical?
It's not about which one less visits the garage.
Yes.
It's about if you're a first time car buyer, stick to the Demio.
Yes.
Kama umekaka na magari,
chukua 208.
Chukua 208.
Victor Maka anasema, Subaru Outback Station Wagon and Subaru Lega Station Wagon, are they the same car, especially from 2014 onwards?
No, from 2014 we don't have a legacy wagon.
Yes.
We have the Levogue.
Levogue.
So the Outback took the BS code for the legacy wagon, the legacy G4. Now, up on Bele, they were not the same car. Okay, you would argue they are the same car, but they had some differences in suspension.
Yes.
Sana sana clearance.
Kabisa. Brand Limoja anauliza, talk about Honda Step Wagon spare parts availability. Are they expensive?
Aziko, spare ziko, depending on where you buy na plug wako ni nani.
Ndio hiyo sasa. Yeah. Kama plug wako ni Eric with a CK, uko chonjo.
Uko chonjo.
Kama plug wako ni Mbugua,
utanyoroshwa.
Benedict Kanane anasema, good work, gentlemen. Thank you, Bernard. Quick question. Which is the best locally owned crossover SUV with good reliability and off-road capability manufactured around 2011?
Apple. You know, now that's a very technical question because we are looking SUV. At crossover.
No, he says crossover.
Crossover SUV, that's a very technical question because yes. we have seen. I would okay, to avoid just getting into technical bits, mm-hmm. I would lean towards the RAV4 Vanguard.
Yes.
RAV4 and Vanguard. Because yes. when we're talking about Subaru Forester SH1, steering rack, not unless you do the hydraulic conversion, mm-hmm. you dock the Outlander gearbox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it's another version. RAV4. Vanguard or CRV,
yes.
Those ones will get the job done.
Ibrahim Marube, Ibrahim Nemseki wangu, VP bro, anauliza, hello Kabi, I'm an entry level IT professional. I want to choose between the Mercedes-Benz C200, the baby Mercedes, or the entry level
Mercedes.
Or the Toyota Crown 2015. I presume the C200 near 2015, Pierre?
So that should be a W205.
That should be a W205. Anauliza, comments.
Mimi ningeulizwa. Sitaki kusema sina maoni.
Sema maoni.
Maoni yangu ni.
Remember, the cap here is, I am an IT professional.
IT professional.
So definitely image is important. You know.
But you see, the new Crown,
yes.
the 24, from 2014, the Crown does look very nice.
Very, very good.
Very nice. Very and so does the W205. Only very that now, good. The W205 is smaller compared to the Crown.
Yes,
because
especially
the Crown
if
E-class territory.
If you want the C200, then it's smaller.
It's smaller.
If you'll have gone with the E250, yeah. then probably you'll be closer in terms of size.
Exactly.
But so if you were to choose between the two?
Well... You know, he has not told us what he's looking for.
Yes. How often does he drive the car?
Yes.
Does he want to do long distances? Does he have a family? Mm. Is he caring about safety? You know, like those small things.
But I'll tell you something.
Yes.
The Crown is underrated.
It's underrated. But I still feel the Crown still holds up in terms of reliability.
Exactly.
Between
exactly.
the two models,
and
the
costs,
Crown will...
And also running costs.
And running costs.
Yeah.
Yes. However much the C200 will be cheaper in terms of fuel economy, but
the reliability-wise, Crown...
The Crown takes it.
That's what I'm saying, the Crown is underrated.
What is the reliability status of a Mitsubishi RVR? That is Kenneth Irungu.
No, RVR Simbaya. RVR by the Simbaya. It's not a bad car. Mm. So, C200 kwa... Topic number two.
Yes.
Topic number two.
Talk to me about it.
No, topic number two.
Yes.
Tumeongea kuhusu nini na nini. Let's talk about the emerging issues.
Yes. New number plates.
New number plates, bana.
New number plates.
NTSA wameamua tuchukue namba mpya. And I have a problem with NTSA. Can
yes.
I address them?
Address them.
You see,
NTSA kujeni. Inama.
Bora bana usifanye teams yangu ile kitu. but I just want to tell you something. NTSA, bana, we are not children.
Yes.
We are not...
Wanacheza na sisi piki pongi paka mielo disco.
So this guy is called NTSA.
Yes.
They bring in new number plates like 2 years ago.
Before that. Yes.
Well,
like
later,
2 years ago.
Two years.
Yes.
Wakasema, wasi applying these new number plates.
Yes.
Because we are rolling them out.
Out. To, correct.
Higher. NTSA. Wasi waka... Kenyans, wasi wakaenda waka apply.
Yes.
It so happened, kuna wasi wengine na wajanja wakaenda waka rembesha number plates zao.
Ndio hiyo sasa. Kwa sababu walijua mupia zinakam.
Zinakam.
Na zitakaa na mnaii.
Na mnaii.
Good.
So, NTSA goes ahead to call those number plates illegal.
In fact, they did a whole campaign,
yes.
of arresting people na kuwanyanganya 100,000 kwa sababu ya hizo number plates.
Kwa sababu ya hizo, they are called banana plates. So anyway, what I don't understand is, and you see, the first project was a white elephant.
Mm-hmm.
No, niko na swali.
Yes.
Sahi tuko KDJ.
Yes.
Sindio?
Yes.
There has been, apparently kwa KDJ kumekuwa na shortage ya number plates. We have experienced that with our cars,
yes.
with the cars we have imported. Kwa KDE tulikuwa na shortage ya number plates. Sindio?
Paka tunaweka makaratasi.
Then, ata na shortage ya number plates, mnasema hakuna mabati kamiti.
Yes.
Then you bring in new plates and you tell Kenyans to pay an additional 3,000.
Digital plates.
Bana. So what I'll tell Kenyans, let's not rush. hizi plates ngojeni waanze kuenforce because you might pay and there are guys who paid then they had to wait for how many months.
Yes.
So anyway, these new number plates, I'll tell them. Wakati mta enforce, we'll go for them. But as for now, we are just taking them as hot air. You know, because I don't understand why we have to pay 3,000 for new plates.
For me, I think this is my personal opinion. I think it's business. I think these guys just want to raise money. And they found a perfect way of raising money. Do you know how many cars, tuseme kusahike DJ kurudi nyuma, how many cars ziko in Kenya? They said in 18 months, that's 1 year, 6 months, you need to be on a new number plate.
Okay, that is true. Then, unakumbuka kuna kitu walileta pale ya kuweka kwa windscreen. Nikuwa inaitu a third plate sticker.
Yes, I
and remember. They made it mandatory. And they charged us 700 bob for those goddamn things.
Yes.
Sai ni gari mingi sana hazina because they are not producing them.
Yes.
So NTSA bana wacheni kudubeba mango. You know, let's have this conversation.
We need to have this with the policy makers. I think they need...
Haya, the other thing NTSA did.
Yes.
Wakatoa hizi new regulations that any car older than 4 years needs to go for inspection every month.
Yes.
We do not have a problem with taking our cars for inspection. In fact,
that is welcomed.
That is welcomed.
If it's going towards emission control,
safety, is it atuna normal?
Good gesture.
In fact, I will volunteer to be among the first kupeleka KL 980P inspection.
Yes, my friend.
Because I'm confident.
Yes.
But the day I'll be hostile to that idea until nimejua matatu za Kawangware, where we have ramshackles on the road na ukiangalia inspection status unaona zimepita.
Lakini matatu za Kawangware ni noma, bro.
Matatu za Kawangware za Gikomba.
No, unakaa ndani, bro. Unaona barabara chini.
Propeller shaft.
Eh.
Na gari imepita inspection.
Ah, bro. Bro. Ah.
And the other thing is, you see these manyangas.
Yes.
You know, my biggest worry about NTSA and KEBS is because they employ people who have zero knowledge about cars.
Yes.
Unajua kuna vitu unaonanga, mtu anakuuliza inspection. And if you go to inspection, for inspection today, unaambiangu washa ta, washa indicator right, washa wiper. Nini? Uko na
ama kama uko na 2000 usiwashe kitu.
Exactly.
Tukupatie tu hiyo certification.
So, how does a person look at the SRS za gari ama brakes ama hata venye engine ina run rust, you know, such things.
So now talking about that inspection, are you aware sahi 2015 world did move to Euro 6?
Yes, Euro 6.
Sisi as per now, there is nothing we've done in terms of complying with any emission standards. We actually zero. Like, unakutana na lori, inatoa moshi kwa barabara. We as...
Hey. Wacha ni kuambie. First of all, let me tell you.
Yes.
The world has shifted to Euro 6.
Yes.
But there are some manufacturers who introduce Euro 6.
Very early.
Very early.
Yes.
No, that's not the problem. Yes. The world is at Euro 6.
Yes.
Us, we are a third world country. Na tumechill too. In fact, I think Isuzu East Africa.
Yes.
Their cars are kept in at Euro 2. It's in the public domain.
Yes.
Hiyo tu hiyo vitu tunaona. And then... the government comes and tells us that we need to make cars that we are importing be less older than,
5 years.
5 years. Mm. They cap them at 5 years to reduce emissions. So if I'm buying a 2015 vehicle right now, it's at Euro 6. Yes. Na nikiana kunua gari zero mileage manze iko Euro 2. Some of them are capped at, some Chinese models do not even have Euro ratings.
Yes, they are zero.
They are zero, bana.
Tutaje majina ama tuache?
Tuache for now. I think the closest is, I hear there is one dealer who is bringing in Euro 4.
Yes.
Hajaleta. Anionapanga kuleta.
Interesting.
You know, we are living in very interesting times.
Interesting.
So, that's why I'm asking.
Yes.
At NTSA, at KEBS, do we actually have competent people?
That's a big conversation.
It's a very big conversation.
Very big conversation. Where are we heading as a country?
Because these guys don't even consult. Some decisions that are made by NTSA and by KEBS will leave you asking so many questions. Mm.
For me, the only beef I have with them, kuongezea kwezo nyumetaja, is the idea that you cannot import any car that is not less than
eight
years. I feel there should be a provision. I feel there are interesting cars, like there's a car Man, if I get that one, me I'd quit looking for a car.
You know,
Like in the US, I hear they have a 25 years.
So if the car, like right now, they are importing the Nissan GTR R34s.
Yes, yes. You see? I think we need to do a lot in terms of policy. Our two neighbors, Uganda and Tanzania, wanachukua vibakuli.
Wanachukua vibakuli tu.
Na wanaziendesha.
And let me tell you something.
Na vinakuja Kenya hivyo vibakuli.
Vinakuja. Vinakuja. And let me tell you something. The other thing that is very awkward about our policy
yes.
making. Yeah? Well, you know, most third world countries have most, first world.
Yes.
They have provisions for classic cars.
Yes.
But Kenya.
Atuna.
Kenya, you know, and that's the reason why we have, it's because we are so rigid.
Yes.
We do not, kama hasa NTSA ukipata msea kopale ivo, chief mechanical engineer. Uyo mzee alizoma curriculum ya 1970.
Ndio hiyo sasa.
Ukimuuliza dual VVTi inafanya kazi aje ama valvematic ni nini? Hajui.
Anajua ku approve.
Ama unapata mzee pale NTSA ako pale, they are the guys who are in charge of radiation na nini?
Yes.
Ama even giving policies in terms of how vehicles should be driven. Yes. Na unapata ni mzee alifanya BCom.
Uko right. Because they alipata job through connection.
Connections.
They have a disconnect with what is happening. It's a big conversation. Big conversation.
Very big conversation.
Big. And yeah. I think we need to be bold and tackle these things.
Yes.
B32. Umeuliza swali gani bro? Nataka kujibu. How do you manage high rev Toyota Duet? Okay, effects of corrosion on an engine. Effects of corrosion. So that one comes back to the story of the diesel thing. Eh?
Yes.
You remember when you say high sulfur high is sulfur bad for the engine?
For the engine oil.
For the engine oil.
Yes.
So what happens when sulfur is burned?
So actually, you know what? Most likely, okay, assuming ukona engine. Eh?
Yes, yes.
And kuna vitu zinaitangwa blow by.
Yes.
So like, ukiwa na gari kuna turbo, sometimes you'll notice some oil.
Yes.
So in an engine, once the combustion process happens in the cylinder, sometimes some fuel seeps out. Na ujio kwa hizo compression rings, kuna mafuta ita seep.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So that, if it's high in sulfur,
yes,
it denatures the engine oil hapo.
Yes.
So if you're fueling with high sulfur fuel, man, at some, you need to be in check.
Yes.
On a few things.
Yes.
And that is why hizi gari mpya, most of them, the zero mileage ones. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is something that we also, in as much as dealers sometimes wanakuanga watu blarile kitu, mm-hmm, we need to give them credit on some things.
Yes.
Utapata gari most zero mileage haziko rated 5W30.
Yes.
They are a bit heavy, the oils are a bit heavier.
Yes.
Because they understand the sulfur tolerance of
the cars.
So you need a thicker oil, mm-hmm, so that by 10,000 kilometers it's not as bad. So, una imagine umeweka 0W20, mm, kwa gari na kunywa hizi hii mafuta yetu.
And that's another topic that I think we'll have that topic next Monday.
Yes.
Is it recommended to service your car after 10,000 kilometers? I need you to hold that thought. Yes. That's a very big conversation we need to have. Very important conversation. Mimi understanding yangu ni simple. Kama sulfur iko kwa diesel, ukichoma sulfur ina break components, ina create, yes, sulfuric acid, and it's very corrosive. Very corrosive. It can run kwa engine walls, kwa piston walls, you know what it does. Definitely it's not good for the engine.
Yes.
It's simple 1+1. Hata uhitaji kwenda mbali sana na kufikiria na ku Google. No, it's simple. If you've done chemistry or you've done some little bit of chemistry, you'll, yeah, understand that. Tuendelee tupata maswali mawili matatu hapa. Sami Wambua anauliza, Eric, watu wa Bicom hawajui magari?
Wewe utatibiwa na daktari amefanya Bicom.
Felix Biko anauliza mambo ya Nissan Datsun 1200 imefika wapi? Nafikiri we've done an update on that.
Yeah, that one.
The video will be loading, will be wanguka on Sunday. I think it will be a complete video from what you've done from the paint all the way to the fittings, all the way to
Ari-driven series.
Yes, mm, on the car, so that you, whoever wants to, you know, fanya kitu kama hiyo iko sawa. Kelvin Nyachana sema, you guys are doing a good job. Mumeshinda election this side, man. Nafikiri hapa amesema kama Ben Wamai. So anasema mumeshinda election this side, man.
Landslide.
NZE 202, local, with 220 top speed, 1600cc. Motokaa iko namna gani? Advice watu wangu.
I told you. Okay, you review what wataona Wednesday.
Yes.
I told you there was a 1600cc first gen Corolla engine.
Yes, yes.
Now, those cars, zilikuwa na 6-speed manual, most of them were local.
Yes.
Most of them were local, zilikuwa top speed to 20. But I always tell guys,
yes,
ile speed iko pale hivyo kwa speedometer, most of the time it's called the theoretical top speed.
Yes.
Yeah. It's called the theoretical top speed. So, again, it was a very nice car, very powerful, and it had a rare blend of power,
yes,
and fuel economy.
Good.
Very nice car, very reliable.
CPA Eliab Koskei.
Ah, Kipsang.
Mm, tunamsalimia hapo mahali huko.
Eh, chame gei.
Eh.
Eh.
Najua saa hii huko tu. Na huko wengine wa.
Wacha kuchukaza.
Ah, majamaa, ah, poleni.
My friend.
Hi Eric, I love the content. Looking for my first car with a budget of 600 to 800k. What car between a 1500cc and a 1800cc would you advise?
Between?
He has a budget of 600 to 800k.
Mm-hmm.
Anataka gari ya between 1500cc na 1800cc.
Well, you know, that has to be, you know, that we have a very wide band of choices hapo katikati.
Yes.
So I would like him to tell us a bit of his driving demands.
Yes. I think you need to be more.
You need to be more.
Ron Onjoka, please bring more data. Bring more data. To engage you, Sereti Lee. Sereti Lee anauliza, kindly talk about engine swaps and the legalities likely to be faced when one does that, especially for old cars.
No, engine swaps are actually very much welcome.
Yes, very legal.
They are very legal. You only need to have the original, the customs documents for the engine.
Yes.
Take them to NTSA.
Yes.
Find a tape lift. Find a change of particulars kwa gari.
And you're good.
They are very much welcome.
Or if you're buying from another car that is wrecked, you need
a copy of the logbook.
Logbook to show that this
engine. It's a donor car.
It's a donor car. Perfect. Oblivio guitar anauliza, why do Nissans overheat? Please, advise me.
Eh, bwana. Hiyo swali tumeongelea hapa mara mingi.
Wacha tuachane na hiyo. Anonymous team anauliza, S8 and S40 twin review. What happened?
No, hii inakama.
Eh, tuangushe, tusiangushe.
Inakama.
Team, that one is coming very soon. In fact, you'll be surprised how they look. But wacha tufanya yo maneno. Talking about emissions, my Nissan Note E12 popped that check engine light for the catalytic converter bank one, yani ile ya kwanza. All mufflers are there and further clean them.
I'll tell this guy something. Unajua catalytic converters have a lifespan.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
We were just having that discussion the other day.
So
yes.
The average lifespan of a catalytic converter is 10 years.
Yes.
So unaweza safisha usafishi hadi na maji ya uzima lakini haitakuwa isha kuwa bomb.
Hey.
It's no longer working, Eric, as it should.
Eric Wakabi at maji ya nini?
So I think the best thing is toa hiyo kitu.
Mm.
Wacha gari kae hivyo bana.
Endesha gari, wacha gari pumue. Bill Wekesa anauliza, Toyota Millennium Double Cab. Is this a good idea?
Very good idea. Indestructible car.
Yes. Ian Duncan Muthegethi. Anasama, can one import a car that has been modified from left-hand drive to right-hand drive?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
As long as ikifika port in right hand.
Yes. Uko chonjo.
Nataka kuongea na nani? There is a lady here.
Yes.
Anaitwa Janet. Janet Mudhoni.
Yes, Janet.
Anasema, Mudhoni. Good job guys. Please advise Honda Fit 2014 and hybrid versus Toyota Vitz. Hey, debate ningumu, but the Fit is value for money, bana. Mm. The Fit is value for money.
Yes.
More space.
Yes.
More space.
I agree. Ibrahim Arobe amerudi amesema ule jama wa C200 na Crown, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Amekuja ameclarify, amesema he has a budget of 4 million. Mm. He has a family of one.
Mm-hmm.
One kid. He occasionally does long trips to like Kisumu. Recommend me any luxury sedan 2015. Reliability is key. I don't care about running cost.
Mm-hmm.
5 years driving, ndo yeye anataka kufanya na hiyo gari akimaliza na nua ingine.
Toyota Crown.
Mm-hmm. Ibrahim, take the Toyota Crown. Akipata the Athleti, itakuwa much better. Yes. Na tukipata Crown, bro, take it. Take it home. Brand Limonya anauza Axio ama Spade. Unachukua gani, bro?
Two different categories, bana. Unajua,
yes.
Spade ni gari ya ajabu. Axio is a sedan.
Mm.
I don't know even what we can call a spade. Mm. Call a spade, not a big spoon.
Good. Achi hapo. Gordon Rhymes anauliza, great content conversologists. I have a very burning question kuhusu engine swaps. Hii yake ni technical kidogo, amebadilisha. Amesema, unachukua LR Freelander, unaweka engine ya Toyota. How does that word go?
You know, that's in fact, I feel the Freelander, if you want a cheap crossover SUV, do that.
Yes.
Lakini jua ukiweka engine ya four wheel, you have Toyota, you have lost the four wheel capabilities of that.
100%.
So, not unless upate mechanic mjanja sana. Mm. Sana.
Anajua kucheza kama yeye.
Because most likely with those Freelanders, but I will change the engine and gearbox.
Yes. Mm. Nelson Corozza knows a Mazda Familia or Wingroad.
Mazda Familia and Wingroad, they are same thing.
Yes. Ni badge tu unabadilisha, bro.
Badge unabadilisha.
Eric with the sick, I kindly review and talk about the Toyota Wish 2014. Utalipwa.
Utalipwa. No, Wish, unajua Wish bana. Kuna magari zingine unajua ziko fit.
Na huyu nitamdai. Atatuma kitu kwa tiny pesa.
So Wish si gari mbaya. If wishes were horses.
Yes.
That guy would ride.
Yes. Isaac Mashara anauliza, Eric with a sika, Atenza the diesel from 2014, ziko na shida gani?
Hey, Atenza the diesel, my friend. Okay, first of all, if you want to live with an Atenza diesel, it has to be, you need to do a DPF delete.
Yes.
You need to do most likely catalytic converter delete. Our we have just talked about the sulfur in our diesel.
Yes.
Remember, you Atenza ni Euro 6.
Yes.
Bro.
Sinio? Euro 6, yes.
Euro 6, your car in Euro 6. So, Euro 6. Diesel yenye hiyo gari inafaa kunywa inafaa kuwa 10 ppm.
Yes.
Diesel tuko nayo bana hapa ni chwani.
Ni chwani. 50. As much as mutaongea mtaagi, but at the end of the day, I think the quantity of sulfur in diesel affects the longevity
of that engine. Yes. Yeah.
At some point, you will meet
trouble. Now, can I tell you something?
Yes.
Apart from the plastic junctions and the aftermarket head gasket,
yes,
the third culprit of overheating for Mazda CX-5 and Mazda Atenza might be diesel. Sabu oil ikikuwa denatured, the engine operates at higher than normal temperatures.
Yes.
Yeah.
Glass Empire Kenya anasema hizi maglass tumeweka kwa meza. Tumpeleke afanye hand engraving na logo ya Conversation.
Andika kwa notebook tamdai.
Bra.
Thanks, bro.
Eh, weka inbox namba iko hapo kwa description. Tupigie.
Tuma WhatsApp.
Alfred Mayo anasema hello Rick, I'm torn between a premium and Allion. I can afford to buy either of the two. Advice on the pros and cons of either of the two and tell me which one to buy.
Both are the same car.
Yes, just buy
any. Just buy any.
Eh.
Ni gari the same. Ana angalia ni gari ana fanya piki ponki.
Eh.
Paka yellow
disco.
I love but I believe, well, do you know, I told you guys that you can actually facelift an Allion into a premium.
Yes.
They are the same car. Hata VIN number ni ZRT. Hey.
Juliet anasema saseni.
Poa. Poor.
Look, Michungwa nasema, any reviews on the NV200?
Pardon?
Reviews on the NV200.
NV200 tulisema ni gari poa. Compared to the Townes, it's a very good car. And let me talk to also Janet the Baker.
Yes.
Janet the Baker anasema, I need your help between Mazda Atenza Wagon na Toyota Fielder Hybrid. Utanunua gani?
Yes.
Mazda Atenza Wagon looks better.
Yes.
But the Toyota Fielder
is the ultimate, reliable beast. Yes, between the two.
Definitely. Na kuna review ya Fielder inakuja Wednesday. So, Janet the Baker. And I believe we have spoken with Janet the Baker on phone some a while back.
I'm not sure.
And she had the same question.
Yes.
Hey.
So, Janet the Baker, you can wait for the review of the Fielder. Will be dropping on Wednesday. Hey. And then we also have a review of the hatchback,
Axela. Yes, the Axela.
Yes, so you can watch both alafu make
decision. Yeah, sema Atenza.
Oh, Atenza.
Eh, Atenza tumeiongelea. Hiyo gari tumeiongelea sana. Na sasa, Ibra tamii ni ruhusu. Victor Masharia.
Yes.
Hello, can you compare between a Toyota Hilux GD6, 6-speed auto versus Isuzu D-Max from the local manufacturers in terms of power and stability? Well, let me tell you something. In terms of power, the Hilux is undisputable.
Yes.
Kwanza hiyo GD6. Unajua nilisikia kuna wasee wa Subaru walienda Kamit mahali.
Yes.
Walihangaishwa na jamaa alikuwa na pickup GD6.
Yes.
Wakati.
Amen.
That car. Zoe yo sauti bana. Yeah. Now the D-Max, yes, in terms of torque, now you nayo bara ni beast. Yes. The reliability.
Yes.
So the Hilux D-Max conversation has been imefika pale kwa personal choice.
Yes.
Yes.
I agree with you.
So your personal preference.
Kuna jamaa hapa anauliza, what is his name? He's called Benedict Mashari Wamuyu. Hello guys, enjoying your show. What would you recommend between a W212 E250 or a Passat CC? Buy the Mercedes-Benz, bro. Wachana na hizo vitu za Passat.
Wewe wachana na hizo vitu zingine bwana.
Wachana na hizo vitu za Passat CC.
Hizo sijui.
Buy the Mercedes-Benz.
Buy the Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
Wana wa imefika.
Hey, majamaa. Okabi anataka kwenda kuona mama. Mtamwacha aende?
Wewe unataka kwenda kuona nani?
Hey. Anaitwa Okabi.
But it has been a long day, by the way.
Yes, a very long day.
You have shot a review.
Yes.
To Fire Kazi Mob.
Yes.
But tell us, mnafikiria Monday Night Live. Kwanza acheni kuuliza maswali.
Yes.
Tuambie, how was the first episode of Monday Night Live?
Comments super fupi.
Comments super fupi.
Ama tunalifa hii episode.
Yes.
Yeah. Ama to uphold. Whichever.
Anyway, maswali najua, if we try to answer all questions,
we won't finish.
We will never finish. Mm. And we also have to go home.
Yes.
We have to go home. Mm. So, let's wind up.
Yes.
What do you think? What are some of the annoying habits you have seen on our major highways?
Hey, you remember the other day when we were going for a meeting? We were coming back from a meeting.
Yes.
And then there's this guy mwenye ako mbele yetu kwa si nini?
The innermost lane.
Yeah, bypass.
Bypass. Yeah.
Bro, like you know, we are firing on 5 cylinders with a turbo, and the guy has kagari huko kwingine kuko open. Ano kulikuwa na trailer huko. Badala angangane na trailer, awachilie hiki clear. Sisi tu.
And you see that something I see on Thika Road each and every day when I'm going home. Uko 60 na uko lane ya ndani.
Mm.
Are you out of your mind?
Yes.
Tabia nyingine mbaya.
This one I will talk to our ladies, our wives, please, our mothers. They say keep left unless you are overtaking. Unapata dada ya mtu mrembo sana lakini amekaa side ya right na ameguama huko na amekaa karibu na steering
namna hii.
please I think it's a bad issue that people need to rekebisha. Car left
me
tabia gani nyingine bro,
kingine imenisinya. I was driving to Shags the other day.
Lakini ukiendelea Bajon Media anasema there is no opaqueness in Monday life. Na iendelee.
Iendelee hivyo hivyo.
Awesome episode and good learning experience. Guys are enjoying.
Wamependa.
Yeah,
so mimi nilikuwa Thika Road.
Yes.
Cruising minding my own business.
Yes.
So I happened to overtake someone.
Yes.
Na ako on the superhighway.
Yes.
Amewekelea mtu hii collapse. Ameshika steering.
Dangerous.
So guys, children belong kwa child seat huko.
Child seat na nyuma.
In fact, do you know it's illegal to kubeba mtoto? Kama mtoto hajafikisha 12 years old,
yes,
hafai kukalia kiti ya co-driver. No, no,
you're
no.
Right.
No.
Right.
So, tuache tabia zingine za kimbwaki.
Yeah, hiyo nayo ni mbaya.
Hiyo ni mbaya.
Especially when it comes to kids. For me, because I have kids, I make it a point of actually, if I'm in a position to stop you, I'll try to stop you and just tell you, you know, it's not safe for this kid to be here. Kama unaweza mweke nyuma, hata kama una child seat,
mweke nyuma.
Mweke tu nyuma. Mfunge mshipi. It's safer.
You know, these guys think that it's cool. Yes. It is not. You look stupid. You're endangering the life of your child.
Yes, na kuna watoto huko nyuma pia, wengine wamekaa nyuma, wamefungua dirisha, wametoa kichwa nje.
Exactly.
It is dangerous.
It is very dangerous. So I think
we can wind up. Make money online. It was lovely. Kuna points where Kabi was zoning out. Nelson Koros, VAR approves the Monday night conversation.
Mbona Koros na
unajua unajua VAR nini?
Si ni ile kitu ya nyi wasewa ball.
Ilikuwa karibu nisikie unasema ni catalytic converter.
Hapana.
So imekuwa approved.
Just because I'm not a football fan does not mean that.
Yes. So you watched the game between Arsenal and Manchester?
I saw comments online.
Yes, what did people say?
No,
I want you to tread carefully. The next statement you are going to say,
you know, guys,
might land you.
I might not be a football fan, but I know Ibrahim is an Arsenal fan.
To tell you the truth, Arsenal played like we on the stats we were above all these guys. I don't know what happened.
You know. There is something I'm going to say.
Yeah.
If you're not an Arsenal fan, you should be very grateful.
Wacha nisome comment ya Ibrahim. Anasema, I got your number, I'll do business with you guys, I'll keep in touch with you. Prepare Otherwise, good content. Send me Ibrahim payslip. I'll pay his salary this month.
Haina shida.
Ah, Ibrahim.
Alafu mzee Kush.
Bro.
Mzee Kush swali yako taongelea next Monday.
Mzee Kush anasema nini?
Kuhusu story ya matatu.
Wewe
unajua sio wajuangi nilikuwa kwa hiyo industry sana.
Njibu tu, mpatie tu kwa mwisho.
So, mzee Kush anauliza pros and cons of a 7L. First of all, haitwi 7L. Inaitwa H200. 7L ni jina wa Kenya ya kujibandikia. So most of them they have a 4-cylinder 1KD.
Yes.
Very powerful.
Yes.
Very reliable, but ukikunywa mafuta chafu itasumbua. Yeah, so that's something you have to know.
Yes.
Sina maneno mengi
kwa good. Yes. Na kwa kukosa maneno zaidi na umesikia Ibrahim amesema utume payslip ya.
Na nimeona kuna msee hapa.
Acha kuhepa story. Umesikia Ibrahim amesema utume payslip yangu atalipa hii mwezi.
Payslip yako.
Yeah.
So you know I should be the conduit. So hapo yangu ni ngapi?
Bosi jali.
Hapo yangu ni ngapi?
What is good the for ice. The goose is good
no,
for.
No, you know we need opaque, that is opaqueness.
Yeah. What we don't want is anything opaque.
Exactly.
Ah, nice one.
So you wind up to the home?
Yes.
Tuende home.
Any so parting tuambia jamaa tunawapenda mazee.
Tunawapenda sana. Mbuku wasalimia watu ukiwa huko nyuma bana.
Anasikika kweli?
Anasikika.
Huyo ni mbugu wako nyuma ya computer pale.
Nyuma ya computer pale.
Leo hajafinya ma buttons.
Eh, yeah, vidude.
Tuna appreciate mazee. We appreciate you guys.
So, tuambieni. Wacha tuambie waende pale kwa ile comment, kwa ile post ni make Monday live.
Yes.
Pale Facebook.
Watuambie which
ama
issues.
Instagram.
Yes.
Muende mseme mnataka tuta call topics gani?
Yes.
Next we must talk about something about traffic cops.
Definitely.
We need to.
Definitely. Especially wale wanakuanga pale ukiingia Narok.
Kuna Ntulele.
Tulele.
Kuna wale wa pale.
Wa Gilgil. Yes.
Kuna wengine wanakuwa pale Mau Summit. Sindio?
Kuna marafiki zangu wengine wanakuanga hapa ukipita hapa ukaribia Bull. Ukienda Ngong. We will talk about.
Mi wangu wale wa pale Naivasha pana wamenishika wamezoea.
Paka wanajua number plate. Wamekupatia receipt.
Tutaongea na wao. We'll talk to them. Anyway, it has been a good show.
Yes, remind guys to subscribe.
Please subscribe, share the channel
to your family and friends.
And Monday, saa mbili.
Kweni hapa.
Usiku tunakuwa hapa to take away the Monday blues.
Yes.
Sawa?
Yes.
So it's a wrap for the first episode of Monday Night Live.
From Conversation.
So what's it tuende home bana? Tunaishi mbali. No, 99?
Yes.
Curfew. Ibra anaweza kuwa na curfew home. Unajua Ibra kwa na
people. To participate in the horizontal activity.
Hiyo ni yako.
Gani yako?
Mimi najua, mimi naweza toka hapa, niende drive.
A wapi?
Wewe utaanza kuulizo kwa wapi?
Kwani uko celibate?
Si ujua ujui ndaenda drive na nani ama na mbona.
Okay. Naona hiyo mambo umesema iko sawa. Sawa.
Tuende home. Wewe mbugu wazima hiyo kitu.
Sawa. Thank you guys. See you next Monday at 8 p.m. Yes. Adios.